Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. It's still alive. Not dead yet. That is the assertion of several key diplomats about the ceasefire in Syria following the attack on an aid convoy on Monday. The 20 member states and organizations of the International Syria Support Group met for about an hour Tuesday in New York and decided to convene again on Friday. According to the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, the ceasefire is not dead. 18 of the trucks were hit in the attack today. The attack killed 20 civilians and the head of the local office of the Syrian Red Crescent, according to the humanitarian organization. With a further report, we have here Wayne Lee for VOA.
State Department spokesman John Kirby said the Syria Support Group agreed that, despite continued violence, there was still an imperative to pursue a nationwide cessation of hostilities. The U.S. and Russia reached a ceasefire agreement on Syria last week, but it has been tested in recent days. At least 20 civilians, including at least one Syrian aid worker, were killed in Monday's attack on an aid convoy near Aleppo. The Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition was not involved, and a senior U.S. official said there were only two other possibilities, referring to Syria and Russia. Both Syria and Russia Tuesday denied any role in the attack. Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
And the Secretary of State and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly earlier today in order to save that ceasefire. For more on the ceasefire and the various stories on VOA, be sure to tune into our website. Check out, click into our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In his final address to the UN General Assembly as the U.S. President on Tuesday, President Barack Obama says the world must recognize that the same forces of globalization that have pulled us together have also exposed deep fault lines.
Despite enormous progress, as people lose trust in institutions, governing becomes more difficult, and tensions between nations become more quick to surface. And so I believe that at this moment, we all face a choice. We can choose to press forward with a better model of cooperation and integration, or we can retreat into a world sharply divided.
A new UN assessment says 5 million people in Somalia, more than 40% of the population, do not have enough food. Humanitarian efforts continue, but long-term solutions are needed. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
Food insecurity has gotten worse in Somalia since February, when the last assessment was released. Richard Trenchard is the Food and Agriculture Organization's country director in Somalia.
A total population of about 12.3 million people. We're seeing that 5 million of those are hungry every day.
He says the majority of those listed as acutely hungry are those who live in camps near towns and cities, having left their rural homes.
Today's figure, the 5 million figure of hungry people in Somalia, is about 20% worse than what we saw a few months ago.
Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
Despite the bleak figures, he says ongoing humanitarian efforts to have saved many lives. Besides food aid, there are cash transfers to allow farmers to rent the equipment they need to work the land. The FAO also provides medical care and vaccinations for animals that have survived the drought. South African police fired stun grenades in Johannesburg on Tuesday as protesting students blockaded campus entrances and disrupted classes to demand free education after the government announced fee increases. Local media said that 31 people were released after being arrested for blocking a campus entrance. And Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton attacked each other today as unfit to carry the U.S. fight to defeat Islamic State jihadists. Trump spoke to college students in North Carolina.
There were Islamic terrorist attacks in Minnesota, New York City, and in New Jersey. These attacks were made possible because of our extremely open immigration system.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.